This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you want to know what Padres players are really thinking? We get you closer to the Padres than anyone else in town. It's time to go inside the clubhouse. God, I hope they're all wearing at least a towel. It's Friar Friday right here on 97.3 The Fan.
And indeed, it is Friar Fridays, the start of the second half of the season. We are at Petco Park and really pleased to be joined by one of the Padres who's had a great first half and I think become kind of a fan favorite in his hometown. Greg Garcia joins us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Greg, first of all, congratulations on a really nice first half for you and the team.
Yeah, no, it was definitely a good first half. I mean, from a team standpoint, we're right where we want to be. We're right in the thick of things, and that's exciting for us, and we feel like we got a real good chance of getting into the playoffs.
Have you guys talked at all amongst yourselves, or do you need to talk at all amongst yourselves about what your goals are for the second half? Does the team ever come together and say, "Hey, guys, we got a shot at this. Let's go for it"?
Yeah, I think from day one, from in spring training, we kind of set that goal. It wasn't something that was so far fetched or anything like that. It was something that we wanted to do this year. You know, they've talked about winning here in the future and this and that, but we always talked about right now, and we have such great leaders in that clubhouse with Eric Hosmer and Ian Kinsler, and those guys just kind of make our ship go, and we kind of follow their lead, and those guys are winners. They've both been on championship teams, and they know what it takes.
Greg Garcia with us on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Tell us about your manager, Andy Green. He seems like he knows how to handle you guys. He seems like he knows when to leave you alone and when to push your buttons. Tell us something that we may not know about his leadership.
I think Andy, one of the biggest compliments I can give him is like he's a genius when it comes to like in-game managing, and he's one of the smartest guys I've ever been around. As far as, you know, every manager is like, I'm gonna put my guys in the best situations to succeed, and Andy actually does that. He's 100%. He studies very hard. He's the first one in here. He's the last one to leave. You know, he looks through matchups, and he puts you in such a great position to succeed. I think that's why so many guys are having success this year, and as a team we're having some success for sure.
Greg, life as a part-time player to me is interesting at the major league level. I mean, obviously everybody wants to play every day, and you've gotten your opportunities there, you know, to play every day for a little while here and there. How do you keep yourself prepared? How do you keep yourself on edge knowing or coming to the ballpark and not always knowing whether you're going to start, come off the bench, maybe play, maybe not play? I assume you have to be ready to always go, right?
Yeah, that early on in my career, I mean, I don't even consider myself a part-time player anymore. I feel like that's what I was in St. Louis. I'm getting a great opportunity here, and I'm playing a lot more than I ever really have in my career, starting a lot more than I ever really had in my career, and it feels like baseball again to me, which is nice. You know, when you don't play every day, and how it was in St. Louis, it was like, oh, if I have a spot start and I go 0-4, I kind of got to sit on that for a couple of days. I know I'm not going to get thrown back out there. Whereas here, you know, if I go 0-4, I might be out there again tomorrow, or take a day off, and maybe it's out there again the next 2 days or something like that. So it feels like baseball more now so than ever, and I'm just really enjoying myself. I'm really thankful for the opportunity, and I'm ready on any given day. Whatever the team needs, whether that be coming off the bench or starting that day, I'm ready to go.
Greg, you're a hometown guy. What's it like to come back and play in front of your hometown fans for a team that you grew up watching? Because I would think that would be a little bit nerve-wracking.
You know what? It hasn't. I thought so too. Maybe like when I first got claimed over here, I was like, man, this is gonna be a lot more pressure than I'm used to. I mean, in St. Louis, you're playing in front of 45,000 people, but here they're not all grow up with you and kind of know your backstory and things like that. But everyone's been so great and so supportive, and they know how hard this game is and everything like that. So they don't expect me to go out there and get a hit every time they see me play. But I think what I can control is just going out there and playing hard. And I think that's what people like to see from me is just playing the game the right way and as hard as I possibly can. And if I get hits, great. If not, I know I'm still going to play the game the right way.
Greg Garcia has been a fan favorite, as we mentioned, for the Padres the first half of the season, and a real key to their success. And he joins us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline on our Friar Friday interview. Greg, I'm curious. I think one of the things that I've noticed watching you at the plate anyway is your fantastic knowledge of the strike zone. Mm-hmm. And I think that that is – obviously, I don't know. I've never hit at the big league level, but I imagine that's one of the toughest things to learn and toughest things to master. Talk a little bit about how you've developed that sense of being able to either take a close pitch or foul off a tough pitch. You would drive me crazy if I was trying to pitch to you, and I think that's exactly what you want to do up there.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I think it's something that I've always been able to do, and I don't really know why. It's not like I trained for it when I was little or anything like that. It was something that just always kind of came naturally to me. I kind of knew where the strike zone was at, but I didn't really know it was an asset until I got to Double A. And I remember I had a 400 on base percentage. I didn't know what that meant at the time, you know. And I had a hitting coach come up to me and said, "Man, that's pretty darn good. That's pretty special that what you're doing and this and that." And then I was like, okay, I can, you know, this might be my one tool, and it's something that I take a lot of pride in. You know, I take a lot of pride in going up there and trying to take a good at bat, a competitive at bat, and I think that's also comes from coming off the bench. You know, sometimes you only get one at bat, so I try not to throw any at bat away. Of course, there's gonna be some tough at bats here and there, but every time I'm in that box, I just want to try to compete as hard as I can, and that's all I can do.
Greg Garcia with us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline Friar Friday. Now, he's talking about your hitting skills. I want to talk about your fielding skills, because when in L.A. last week, you had some pretty good plays. We're used to seeing Fernando Tatis and Manny Machado, but you're slowly creeping up there on the athletic, acrobatic plays.
Do you guys want to let them have all the fun over there?
Yeah, do you guys have like a friendly competition for best defensive play?
No. I'm not in their league at all. But
I don't know. I watched last week.
I don't know. But if you look around our infield, you got Manny, who's got a gold glove. Fernando, who's going to win a ton of gold gloves. Ian, who's won gold gloves. Hosmer, it's like, if you don't make good plays, you don't really fit in. So you gotta just follow suit. No, but I don't go out there and try to make all the crazy plays. I just want to try to make that routine play, and I think if I do that, that's all I really want out of me. I work really hard on my defense. I take a lot of pride in it. It doesn't come easy to me, so I have to put a lot of work in, you know. And it's been fun out there, and just watching these other guys play. And I got to say, Eric Hosmer's the best defensive first baseman in the league. You watch him over there, he's like a wide receiver, you know, some of those catches.
Lots of range.
He knows when to move his feet, and if you throw a ball in the dirt, just it's an out. He's going to pick it, and it's such a luxury to have that guy, and he makes all of us as infielders look a lot better than we probably are.
I think you're giving him a little too much. I mean, he's great, but you guys around him have been making the whole infield look tight. It's been fantastic to watch. I know our pre and post game guy Braden Suprenant sat down with you a little earlier and did a little visit with you about what your favorite Mexican restaurants in San Diego. I believe it was on our webpage for months and
still
months.
Still is. Yeah.
Give us a little update on that.
Still the same.
Give me the top couple.
I don't have a top couple, man.
Oh, you don't.
It's only one.
Okay.
When you're from San Diego and you have your spot, there's no couple that you go to.
I'm with you, man.
Yeah, I'm totally with you. I've been loyal to it. There's two locations. There's one in Rancho San Diego where I grew up, and that's why I fell in love with Roberto's. And then I don't know when they opened the Santee location, but that's the one I go to now because I'm out there in Santee. And my buddy from high school, Armando Torres, his dad owns it, and now he runs the one in Santee. So it's a great spot. You got to check it out.
Oh, it's
California
awesome.
Burritos are awesome. Roll tacos, they're all great.
I lived in Rancho San Diego for 10 years.
Awesome.
So Gilberto's was my go-to.
You know it too, then.
Oh, absolutely. There's no question about it. I practically, when I called, they would say, "Hello, Chris," and they'd take my order.
No doubt.
I was coming down to grab a little bite. I mean, I went to college in San Diego, so it's always about the Bertos.
No doubt.
And finding Gilberto's was a fantastic thing for me. So I'm sure you were really excited. What was your first thought, or how did you hear about the fact you were coming back to San Diego? Because so many things must have gone through your mind when that exact trade happened.
Well, it was actually I got put on waivers.
I'm sorry.
Which is an incredibly scary situation for me, because I always thought I was going to be in St. Louis for the rest of my career. I really liked it there, and it was the first time where, you know, maybe the business side comes out, or maybe they just want to move on. And that kind of hurt a little bit, and it was a little bit scary because you're like, man, does any other team want me? I've only known this organization, and I didn't have the greatest year last year. You know, I got 180 at-bats, so I didn't know if people valued a player like me. And so a lot of thoughts were running through your head, and I remember I was driving up to Tahoe helping my dad move in. He has a little cabin up there, and he was bringing some stuff up there, and my agent called me, and he doesn't, my agent Joe Bick doesn't get too excited about a lot of things, but there's something in his voice that was like, this is different. Something happened. I know I got claimed, but still, he's too excited for that.
Right.
And he said, you know, Greg, you're going to be a San Diego Padre. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. For me to be able to share that moment with my dad was really special and honestly really motivating. It was, I went from being like, man, I don't know if I'm going to play in the big leagues ever again. I never had that thought in my head until that moment when I got put on waivers. And then it was like, oh, my gosh, my hometown team claimed me. I'm about to go work as hard as I can. I wanted to find the nearest field. I wanted to get to work. I wanted to do all that stuff. So it was really, really exciting and really, really motivating for me.
That's awesome.
Last one from me. You were just talking days in St. Louis. You did go to the playoffs with them in 2015. Yeah. What do you see any similarities or what can you take from that experience to help get the Padres back in the playoffs this year?
I think the one major similarity that I see, and I'll harp on it again because I think it's that important, is the leadership that we have in the clubhouse. In St. Louis, you had guys like Adam Wainwright and Yadier Molina, and two of the greatest leaders I've ever been around and just greatest people. And then you come over here and you get guys like Eric Hosmer might be the best leader I've ever been around. He makes everyone feel good. He's constantly helping out and everything like that. You got Manny Machado who works extremely hard for how talented he is. He's working so darn hard. And I would say the leaders that we've had in St. Louis are similar to the leaders that we have here. And any good team has that. And it just so happens that our leaders are our best players on our team, and that's even better. You know, so we're really excited about where we are in the second half, and we can't wait to get to work.
Greg Garcia, thanks so much for the time, and we look forward, both Matt and I, to joining you and your teammates for a round of champagne and rolled tacos with guacamole.
Yes,
when the Padres clinch. Huh?
That sounds great. Can't wait, and we're excited for sure.
All right, we'll put it on your tab, but I figure
we'll put it on Manny's tab. We'll
put it on Manny's tab. Yeah, sure, absolutely. Tab. Yeah. Hey, thanks for the time. Have a great second half.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.